New Zealand public broadcaster Māori Television has come under fire recently for choosing to air the Summer Heights High sequel, Jonah from Tonga. Donning brownface, depicting negative stereotypes of Tongans, many people, including a government minister, have called for the show to be taken off the air. Our Kiwi correspondent Pearl Little from 95BFM joins us now to tell us more. Good morning, Pearl.
Hiya.
So what's the general feeling over there? I mean, a lot of, you know, Chris Lilly obviously pushes the envelope a lot. A lot of us have a lot of love for him, but he does take it too far sometimes. What's the sentiment over there?
Yeah, we kind of, I guess it kind of is the same here in New Zealand. We got Summer Heights High back when it was first coming out a couple of years ago, and it was obviously, a massive hit here. The sort of humour is very similar to the sort of humour New Zealanders have. Everyone loves Chris Lilly a lot, but I think as time went on, a couple of people started to realise that maybe this isn't so great, some of the stereotypes he's portraying, especially with his blackface and, in his other series. So we sort of the same attitude over here in New Zealand. It actually was just Māori Television announced yesterday that they're going to withdraw the show from the channel. This comes after, it was Minister for Pacific Peoples, Alfred Nado, who said that the television show perpetuates, obviously, negative stereotypes for Pacific people, and sort of, pointing out that it was a little bit maybe hypocritical and inappropriate that our, Indigenous Broadcasting Network that was set up, in the context of the Treaty of Waitangi, that was set up, to help promote Māori language, Māori culture, and not only Māori, but also, New Zealand has a large Pacific Island population, to promote sort of those language, that language, those values, those sort of attitudes. So the fact that, they were going to turn around and start broadcasting this TV show on this Australian comedian, in brownface, was not, not floating well with very many people. And this also comes, in the context of, we talked about maybe the week before last, the Human Rights Commission Give Nothing to Racism campaign. It's not surprising that they pulled it, honestly. Some people, it was kind of interesting, some people's attitudes. So the founder of the Polynesian Panthers, which is a sort of activist party over here in New Zealand, they were founded in the 80s, was, consulted as part of the process when Māori Television were thinking about putting the show on air. And, and asked him to get feedback from the community where the concerns were raised. And he had told the station that there was agreement among the Tongan community in Auckland that it was concerning, but, they still thought it was entertaining, that, maybe some of the jokes or storylines weren't, too far from reality, I guess. So that was sort of an interesting thing that came out, that, even though they said that maybe it was concerning, they still went ahead and decided to screen it. Since they pulled it, people have been accusing them of just buckling under pressure. It's a bit of it's a bit of an interesting situation.
It is, isn't it? Because it always comes back to intention and, where do you draw the line? Is it ever appropriate to have blackface or, culturally appropriate, depending on, who's the butt of the joke, I suppose? Has that brought into a big discussion about that over there?
Yeah, definitely. And, we had a thing, a couple of months ago, at the start of this year, when a Māori comedian, Jimmy Jackson, posted something in blackface, and that sort of was... raising this conversation again. And I guess it really comes down to also what type of humour New Zealanders have, and again also Australians have, and the ability to laugh at oneself. And I think that maybe sometimes, the whole blackface thing gets maybe ignored, or it's interesting. And Summer Heights High was massively popular over here in New Zealand. It was huge. It was a while ago, but as far as I can recall, it was broadcast on, our networks, our big networks, our TV3, those big broadcasters. And maybe it was because people were less aware or just didn't think about it back at the time. There was no really sort of major backlash. Because in Summer Heights High, obviously, he is Jonah from Tonga as well in the blackface, but with the other characters. So, yes, interesting. I think people were maybe just disappointed that, you know, it was Māori TV who were choosing to broadcast it. I mean, people on Twitter weren't happy. It was called, it was blowing up. So I think I think the general consensus is, even if it is buckling under pressure, they've done the right thing to, withdraw the show.
Yeah, I suppose it's the context of where it's being placed as well. It does seem a very strange choice from the public broadcaster to include that. New Zealand correspondent Pearl Littles with us. We're talking about what's happening across the Tasman. It's been revealed that PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel was granted citizenship in New Zealand after spending only 12 days there. So tell us about this. Why was he granted citizenship and are people annoyed about it?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty funny. I saw someone saying that, 12 days to be granted citizenship, that's actually less time than most people wait for their birth certificates. So, technically this guy's becoming a citizen faster than people born in this country officially. So it was revealed on Thursday. So, I mean, Peter Thiel, billionaire, outspoken supporter of Donald Trump, worth a lot of money. It was revealed earlier this year that, he was granted sort of a fast-track citizenship back in 2011. So basically, then Nathan Guy, the minister at the time who oversaw his citizenship application, said that he had been a great ambassador for New Zealand and a great salesperson. He's a fine individual, good character. He's invested a lot in New Zealand. He's got great reach into the US, and I'm very comfortable with the decision that I made. So, I mean, that's sort of referring to he invested in the New Zealand accounting software Xero, which is a massive accounting software that, a New Zealand startup that's really taken off. Also saw a thing about how he had also invested in something to try, a sort of program to try bring the moa bird back from extinction, which was an extinct bird that went extinct hundreds and hundreds of years ago. And I mean, sort of this has been, obviously, people have reacted, they're not happy about this. Labour's immigration spokesperson told Radio New Zealand that he was not promoting New Zealand internationally. Because no one knew about his citizenship until it was uncovered by a journalist at the start of this year. So how can you turn around and say that, we gave it to him because he's promoting New Zealand, he loves New Zealand, when no one even knew that, he was living here or was a citizen here. I don't really know what's going to come of this. I mean, it was a National Party MP who granted Nathan Guy, National was in government when this happened, but I don't know if this is going to be a massive hit for them in terms of the general public, apart from the, few handfuls of people who care about this. It'd be interesting to have. I don't think anyone's going to really... I don't think we're going to get in too much trouble for it, to be honest.
Yeah, and also they want to claim a billionaire as their own. Makes sense.
I guess it looks good, and I guess, it's fair enough, but I mean, it is pretty ridiculous. I mean, most people have to spend 1,350 days, so 1,350 days here before they're granted citizenship out of 5 years. So, I mean, it does look a bit dodgy for National, at least,
Yeah. Now, speaking of imports and exports, Sanitarium, the brand behind Weet-Bix, held up a shipment of Weetabix into Christchurch. What's this all about?
Yeah, so this is really interesting. This is kind of, people have been talking about this quite a lot. It turns out that Sanitarium, which is a massive, food, snack, cereal company in New Zealand, it turns out that they have this sort of thing with customs where they are able to, they've got a border protection law on any wheat-based cereal that comes into New Zealand. So they get a little alert when any sort of, wheat-based cereal, whatever, comes in, and they're able to ring up customs and ask what it is. So this woman in Christchurch who owns a tiny, a little bit of Britain shop, selling British food stuff, whatever, to expats, basically got told by Sanitarium that if she wanted to sell Weetabix, which obviously is a similar name to Weet-Bix, that she would have to scribble the name out on all the boxes.
Oh, wow.
So that's basically what they were saying. They were saying, if you want to sell Weetabix, which is similar to our product, Weet-Bix, you're going to need to scribble out the name because we think you're encroaching. And I mean, this is a woman, small business in Christchurch, selling British food stuff in a tiny store, and this is Sanitarium, a massive company, basically saying to her, I'm not sure what the units for the number of Weetabix boxes there were, but I don't think it was many. And I mean, the stock was being detained, but I think she's getting it back now. They're going to give it to her. But I mean, Sanitarium just basically said that they were trying to protect their brand, but it did seem like a little bit too far.
Oh, that's really sweet. So she got a bit of support behind her.
Oh yeah, definitely. She put it on her Facebook page, and people sort of picked it up and were like, "What is this?" So yeah, she's gonna get them back.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, Pearl.
No worries.
New Zealand correspondent Pearl Little from 95 BFM.